Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of Urban Legends with me. My name's Patrick Allen, and welcome to the Legend of the Bunny Man. That's our new Urban Legend that we're doing today. And yeah, so let's get into this. See you in a minute. So the Bunny Man is an urban legend that originates from Fairfax County, Virginia, in 1970. But it was spread into Washington, D.C. and the mainland areas. So it started in Fairfax County, Virginia, and then spread into Washington, D.C. and the mainland area. This legend is quite obvious, a man in a bunny costume, but unfortunately he's holding an axe or a hatchet. That's a nightmare, right? Like, you just see a man in a bunny costume and he just happens to have an axe on him. And when I read to what's happened, like, there's actually some evidence to support this. People claim to see many things. People claim to see the Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, but this does sound pretty true. It sounds like it could be possible for someone to be running around in a bunny costume with a hatchet. And most of the stories occur over the Colchester Overpass, a southern railway that the bridge, people call it the Bunny Man Bridge. I assume that's where the bunny man is usually found from. Or no, it's, I've seen some photos, and I've seen the bridge in the day and the dark. Just literally search up Bunny Man Bridge, and Jesus Christ, that is one of the creepiest fucking bridges I've ever seen. Like, there's like no streetlights or anything, and in the day it just looks like a normal bridge, but at night it's a nightmare fuel, like right there. Anyway, we are going into the first incident that happened to U.S. Air Force Academy cadet Robert Bennett and his fiancée. They were coming home from a football game. I wonder who was playing. Wait. This is in America because Virginia's in America. Great. Geography's Patrick's coming back. You won't get that if you haven't been on YouTube. But so that would be American football, which, okay. They reportedly parked the car on their way home in a field in New Guinea Road, to reportedly see an uncle from across the road. So, okay then, we'll carry on. As they sat in the front seat, they noticed something in the rear view mirror. Jesus Christ. That's probably most people's greatest fears. They're in a car and they're just sat in a car, probably in the dark, and then they see something in the rear view mirror and they can't see what it is. And then moments later, the passenger window smashed and there was a white figure standing near the broken window. I mean, that could just be a really pale man, but still. Just wait until they see what they find afterwards, like, seriously. Bennett turned the car and there was a man screaming at them about trespassing and I have your tag number. You're on private property. What? Wait, so seems a little bit extreme if it wasn't to be like to throw something through the back of someone's window just because they're on private property. And I don't know personally. But they did find something in the back of their car on the way home, and this got that probably chilled them to fucking all the way home. The fact that they found a hatchet in the back seat of their car. Nah. Nah. If I'm finding, I would not, I'd never go outside in the dark again, especially in my car, and that uncle that they were seeing. Not seeing him again. So they called the police, and the police asked for an inscription, and Bennett, the US Air Force Academy cadet, said the thing was wearing a white suit with bunny ears. The bunny man, pretty much. But the fiance said there was no bunny ears on the customers. I think that's a typo on my part. I think that's supposed to say costumes, but for some reason it says customers. So that's the first incident of the bunny man, and it does seem kind of like they may have saw the bunny man. So, because something smashes through the rear view mirror, they notice something in a rear view mirror, and then the passenger window smashes, and there's a white figure. And then Bennett says, "Sit, fuck, I can't speak today." Said that the thing, whatever was there, was wearing a white suit and bunny ears. So either the guy that ran up to them and was like started screaming at them about trespassing, either didn't see them, didn't see the weird man in the green suit. The green suit? The fuck am I in about green? The white suit? Or that is the person. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I feel like this could be. I mean, it's 2 years though, right? They know what they saw. We can't say what we didn't see because we didn't see it. But the second incident was on the 29th of October 1970. The scary thing is that's literally so close. That's like 3 days away from Halloween. No, 2 days away from Halloween. When a construction security guard, Paul Phillips, approached a man standing on a porch of an unfinished house on the Guinea Road. Why? Why? It doesn't say it was dark, because it didn't say when it was, but still. If anyone's standing on a porch of an unfinished house and he wasn't there before, probably don't go up to him. It's probably not such a good idea. Just a heads up. Just don't do it. The security guard said that the man was wearing a grey and black white bunny costume. Standing 8 foot 8 inches, 8 feet 8 inches, and about 20 years old. Jesus. I completely forgot this bit. I wrote this bit down. The man started to chop with a long-handled axe. What was he chopping? I must have missed that bit because I don't know what he was chopping. And he said, "You're trespassing. If you come any closer, I will chop your. Cut your head off." Right, that's literally the reason why you don't go up to people. He may have been a security guard, but this man had an axe. The Fairfax police did an open research investigation with the two incidents, but there was a lack of evidence, so they did both close. And I really wish that I could show you the the two pictures of the Bunnyman Bridge there, no, day and night, because there is a lot of difference. So a little bit more about the Colchester Overpass, also known as the Bunnyman Bridge. The bridge was built in 1906, and that's about all I have for the history, because for some reason I didn't want to write it down. And the bridge, associated with the legend, the bridge is popular destination with ghost hunters. Of course it is, because anything weird happens at weird places that tend to be old, there's going to be ghost hunters there. So, yeah. What, we're going to add a new thing. What do I think? I mean, fair enough. People have that evidence, like the first incident and the second incident. They both know what they saw. It's a little bit weird seeing someone dressed up as a bunny holding a long-handled axe. I mean, it would be a bit of an exception if it was Halloween, but still, why do you need to be holding a long-handled axe? And about the trespassing, like in both incidents, there was someone screaming at them about trespassing, and you're on private property. Well, it wasn't. It's you're trespassing, and then the man just straight up threatened the security guard. But I feel like at some point there could have been someone dressed up as a bunny, so the bunny man. But I don't know. We've only had two sightings, and the far fact police couldn't get any more evidence, so we probably never know. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Okay, so I hope you guys did enjoy that urban legend, and if you can, I'm still not quite sure how podcasts work, but if you can, tell me what you think about the bunny man, and whether you think at some point there was someone coming around trying to chop people up, or maybe he was just trying to intimidate people with that very real axe. And also, please leave a review on whatever you watched them on. I think you can do it. I'm still not completely sure. But if you find out how, I think you can on Apple Podcast. And yes, guys, we did make it on Apple Podcast in the end. So now, if you want to go and listen to it on Apple Podcast, then go and do that. As long as you're listening and enjoying them, don't care what you listen to it on. But yeah, so I hope you guys have all a good day, and make sure to tune in for the next episode. I think, if I get the research done in time, should be the Russian witch, which one of my friends gave me a suggestion to do. And he also said he would help me if I needed any help, because apparently he's good at researching that sort of stuff. So, we might be in for a long-ish episode. I hope this is a bit longer than it was last time. They're going to get gradually there, because I still need to get good at my research, because I have not done any fucking research for a specific thing, probably since I was in school. So, you have to forgive me for that. They will get longer, hopefully, if I get someone else to do it with me. Maybe my girlfriend. But I don't know. But yeah, have a good day or night whenever you're listening to this. That's weird. And check out my channel if you haven't already. It's a bit different to my podcast, but yeah. Anyway, see you guys later. Bye.